Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. My name is Luke and I am your Luke for this episode and every other episode of The Other Stories. I've been Luke this entire time. You didn't realise. So that's kind of a master of disguise. If you're a new listener, then I'd like to introduce you to our regular listeners. They're a pretty amazing group of people. And they promised me that if you, the new listener, stick around for long enough, then maybe, just maybe, you can become a regular listener too. They're an amazing, inclusive bunch of people and they want you in the group. Last month, we left something on the doorstep. And this month, we're finding ghostly ships on the horizon being all, you know, spooky. And, you know, I was looking through our list of writers for this theme. And I realised that we have 4 brand new writers on the show. 4 writers, they've never appeared on the show before. And they came in, they stormed the castle, or the ship, as it were. And they have made themselves part of the ship. Kind of like Will Turner's dad, who I guess he had a job as like being part of the wall of the pirate of David Jones's Flying Dutchman ship. I think that's how it goes in the film. Right, so we got CJ Bubbles. That's a name of a seafaring person. Cindy Gradle, VJ Varman, and Laura Barker. 4 amazing people that have joined the writers of the Other Stories podcast. These guys are ghoulish pirates and they are ready to go. Along with returning writer Richard Beauchamp, he's written before for us, and our regular crew of stalwarts. I hope that's a compliment, stalwarts, I'm pretty sure it is. Erica Ventura, Justin Fife, Jasmine Arch, Persephone Rose and Josh Curran. All of these poor souls are now to be trapped on our boat to work for Captain Kev's... to work for Captain Kev's the Hook on the Flying Cleaver until the end of time. Also, joining the crew of the Flying Cleaver, we have 4 new patrons. They thought they were signing up just to get bonus episodes, ad-free early access to the regular episodes, and extra audio bits and pieces. But no, they're actually going to be manning our demon pirate ship until the end of time. So say goodbye to your loved ones, guys, and thanks for joining our Patreon. Richard Gillard, Alex Ebenstein, Jory Davies, and Brad Jacobs. It's lovely to have you. But like, I hope you've got your sea legs. If not, you will find them. Also, at least you guys will get to listen to this month's Patreon exclusive episode, All Hallows Read, Every month we put out a bonus exclusive episode just for our patrons. This month's called All Hallows Read. A package arrives on your doorstep with warnings to wait until Halloween to open. Do you? This story is written by Alex Ebenstein, who's actually one of the new patrons as well. He's the one in the pirate hat. Narrated by Persephone Rose. You'll know Persephone Rose. She's one of our regulars. And she is the one with a parrot on each shoulder. So thanks so much to the new patrons. Thanks for joining the crew. If you would like to join the crew and join the patrons, go to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Over in the Facebook group this month, we have the book club again. This month's book is A Study in Emerald, which is a graphic novel based off of a Neil Gaiman's short story, I believe. I'd not read it before. I'd not read the story. And I haven't really read that many graphic novels recently, but I was very interested to get into this. Listen to the tagline for this one. This supernatural mystery set in the world of Sherlock Holmes and Lovecraft's Cthulhu mythos features a brilliant detective and his partner as they try to solve a horrific murder. It's cool, right? It's cool to mix those two worlds. I mean, I've read it already. It was a quick read, but I've got to say, I really did enjoy it quite a lot. If you want to join in with the book club, and the movie club as well, and Joshua Boucher's writing prompts that he's been doing, and his choose your own misadventure stories, go to facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver. Every now and again he puts up a flash fiction competition, and we like to you guys get to vote for the winner, and we like to give them a bit of airtime on the podcast. This flash fiction competition was won by David Tremblay with his short story No Help Needed. Nathan killed the siren getting off the interstate. The local road rose steeply. Gina felt the vibration of the diesel engine in her feet as Nathan gunned the ambulance into the mountains. The road followed along a river, twisting, turning. Trees and rocks swallowed the daylight. Gina felt as if they were travelling through a crack in the earth. Her ears popped as the road levelled off along the base of a snow-topped range. "Looks like a good hiking spot," Gina said. Or a meth lab. Seen any hikers? A single car? I'm told the locals don't come out here. Well, someone out here called this in. Nathan stepped on the brake. A bold, naked man, stick thin and dirty, staggered towards them in the road, his head a crimson ball. Gina fought an impulse to jump out. Wanting to help was the reason she became a paramedic, but 10 years working in a metropolitan area had tempered that. What the fuck's up with his face? The man's blood-soaked eyes didn't blink. Something wasn't right with his grin, like his lips didn't exist. As he got closer, Gina gasped. Oh my god. His face is gone. Nathan put the rig in reverse. Hey, this guy needs help, Gina said. Fuck that, he said, and grabbed the microphone off its cradle. Rescue 2 to dispatch, we need police out here ASAP. The response was static. Shit, he said as he tossed the microphone on the dashboard and shifted the ambulance into park. Hey, where'd the guy go? Gina said. She spun in her seat at the sound of smashing glass. Talon-like hands clawed at Nathan's chest, trying to find purchase. The naked man's arms were shredded from the broken glass. Streams of blood snaked down, smearing as they brushed against Nathan's uniform shirt. Get off me! Gina held her breath as Nathan came off his seat and slammed into the driver's door. He's pulling me out, Nathan yelled. She lunged towards Nathan and caught his belt as his head cleared the window frame. She hopped into his seat, holding onto his waistline for dear life. Nathan wailed as the jagged remnants of the window cut into him. Her head slammed into the door, light flashed behind her eyes and her grip weakened. Nathan's legs disappeared through the window, his boots knocking her jaw as they flew by. She shook her head, clearing her vision. Gina felt her upper body heave and tasted something sour at the back of her throat at the sound of Nathan's spine snapping over the naked man's knee. Gina put the ambulance in gear and stomped on the gas pedal. She glanced in the side mirror. I'm sorry, Nath. Oh God, no. She watched in horror as the naked man chased behind. The road curved and Gina had no time to react. The airbag deployed as the ambulance slammed into a tree. There was a moment of bliss before she felt his bony fingers tugging at her. And that was a lovely, heartwarming story written by Dave Hines, and it's called No Help Needed. Thanks so much. If you too want to join in with the Flash Fiction competitions, then again, go to the Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver. Now, lastly, I need to tell you about Halloween. Every year we try and do something a little special for Halloween. Last year we put out something called The Nest, which was our first sequential story. This year we are plotting something. I'm not going to go into too much detail of what it is, but I would like to say that you won't be disappointed. Every year we're trying to get bigger and better with the Halloween season, and this year is no exception. I won't tell you much else, but just know that with Halloween around the corner, The Other Stories has something very sinister in store for you. So, with that said, enjoy this theme, enjoy your week, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.